This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 20 dogs have died in Michigan, and officials are scrambling to figure out what the hell is going on, because there's an illness that seems to be killing some of these young dogs in the northern and central parts of Michigan's, quote, lower peninsula. The illness has killed more than 20 dogs in Otsego County, and usually within days of them presenting with vomiting, bloody diarrhea, lethargy, loss of appetite. This is according to the county animal shelter in Gaylord, which is 60 miles northeast of Traverse City. More than 30 dogs died of similar symptoms this month in Michigan's Clare County, three counties to the south. That county's animal control director told officials. So now we're looking at 50 dogs. Those are symptoms that can be caused by canine parvovirus. So parvo is a very contagious virus that often infects unvaccinated dogs and puppies younger than 4 months. And sadly, parvo can cause those. So we don't think it's COVID. We don't think it's monkeypox. But of course, they're still investigating. According to CNN, details about whether parvo is involved in the Michigan cases conflict. They said affected dogs tasted negative for parvo during initial screening by veterinarians. The Otsego County Shelter and the Clare County Animal Control Director have said, but some of the first samples submitted to Michigan State University's Veterinarian Diagnostic Lab were positive for it. So more results are pending, and I mean, it could be a new strain. So the Agriculture Department is calling it a canine parvovirus-like illness. And affected dogs are usually under 2 years old, or they're very old. Now, vaccinated dogs seem to be less at risk. So the Otsego County Animal Shelter wrote this on their Facebook. Update, parvo-like information. There have been many questions and untrue statements about the parvo-like condition killing 20 dogs in Otsego County. Remember, about 30 others in other counties. This illness presents with parvo-like symptoms like bloody diarrhea, vomiting, lethargy, loss of appetite. However, when taken to a veterinarian, the parvo test comes back negative. Because there is numerous diseases that are similar, the vet may treat differently. The dog ends up dying within a few days. This does not affect certain breeds more than others. They say there has not been one specific place in Otsego County where the dogs have been. This is not just Otsego County. We have heard of many counties around northern and central Michigan that are affected. Normally, it is dogs, puppies under two, and the elderly dogs. We have not seen any dogs that die that are properly vaccinated. If you do not know if your dog is properly vaccinated or what properly vaccinated is, contact your veterinarian, and they have that in caps. Otsego County, a control shelter will be hosting a vaccination clinic. It begins on Wednesday, August 24th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the fire department on South Wisconsin and Gaylord. These will be held every Wednesday at the same time, ending on September 21st. More information will follow later that day. Properly vaccinate your dogs. If your dog comes down with symptoms described above, please call a veterinarian ASAP. If you have any questions, you can call your veterinarian or call the Otsego County Animal Control Shelter with general questions. It's crushing. Just absolutely crushing that this type of thing is happening. As with humans and illnesses starting to spread, and the animals are vulnerable as well. In fact, I think animals are even more vulnerable, because when you have owners that are never home or they're working and they come home and they see the dog threw up and they're like, well, I have to deal with it tomorrow. Hopefully they'll be fine tomorrow. And then the next day goes by, the next day goes by. I mean, these animals, you know, sometimes don't have a chance. And so, if a lot of bosses don't seem to have the same sort of empathy when somebody calls in going, I have to take my dog to the vet. My cat's sick. My dog is sick. See, me as an employer, I was like, okay, stop everything. If you have a sick animal, you have got to get that taken care of. Go, do it. Come in late, come in tomorrow, whatever you have to do. But, I think a lot of people take on pets. They love pets. They think it's just fun. They think they're on autopilot. All they have to do is feed them and walk them. You have another living being in your house. You're responsible for their teeth. You're responsible for their health. You're responsible for their making them feel loved. I mean, I have a dog. The dog comes in. The dog goes into the garbage. I yell at the dog, going, oh, my God, that was he. Then I tickle her tummy. We wrestle. And then I go and do my work. You know, it's pretty easy. She eats cat food. She chases cats. Cats smack her. Everybody seems happy. But it's like having a child. You have to be always aware, always looking at what they're doing. And now, LA County is offering free COVID tests for pets. Los Angeles health officials announced the initiative on August 20th. Stated it has recently received funding to conduct the free COVID-19 testing on pets. Now, I think that's very nice. You know, you could test your animal if they were exposed and maybe keep the animal in isolation. Not that animals like that. But I think I think the money could be better spent on other things. The department says it plans to offer free testing to animal care facilities and centers throughout LA County and states that animals including deer, bats, raccoons, dogs, cats, hamsters, pocket pets, and seals will be tested. For any of you that have a pet seal, you can get them tested. That's kind of nice. Pet owners can request a free COVID-19 test if their pet is experiencing symptoms of COVID. Out of the 177 animals tested so far, including dogs, cats, bats, raccoons, skunks, rats, and sea lions, none have tested positive for COVID-19. I mean, I think it's nice, but I would almost rather, have that money spent on testing them for monkeypox, making sure they get vaccinated for parvo. You know, one thing that I think we need is people who have gotten sick with COVID, they can't get the Paxlovid very easily. Maybe we need Paxlovid clinics, because we need to make sure you're not pregnant, need to make sure you're not breastfeeding, need to make sure your medications don't interact, need to check your liver and kidney status. Maybe spend the money on that. I mean, I love our animals, but if the animal is sick, take them to the vet but to pay for testing, I don't know. I think that money could be better spent elsewhere. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Dr. Fauci said he is stepping down in December, but not retiring. He's going to travel. He has some memoirs he wants to write, but he doesn't have a publisher yet, so he's probably looking for a book deal. Wants to encourage younger people to go into politics. It was a great gig. He made a lot of money. And Republicans, though, are saying not so fast. Okay, keep your cell phone on. We're going to be calling you in to testify. So congressional Republicans are vowing to keep investigating Anthony Fauci even after he steps down. House Oversight and Reform Committee Ranking Member James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, said retirement cannot shield Dr. Fauci from congressional oversight. Comer would likely become the chair of the committee in a Republican majority. Fauci was chief medical advisor to President Biden, as well as previous presidents, spent decades as a director of National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, which he was appointed to back in the LBJ administration. And he announced Monday he's going to step down from his positions in the Biden administration after more than a half a century in government. He said he's not retiring and plans to pursue the next phase of his career. I believe he's 81 years old. He said it's good to know that with his retirement, oh, this is according to Minority Whip Steve Scalise. It's good to know that with his retirement, Dr. Fauci will have ample time to appear before Congress and share under oath what he knew about the Wuhan lab, as well as the ever-changing guidance under his watch that resulted in wrongful mandates being imposed on Americans. Now, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican from Louisiana, is a ranking member of the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy pledged in a tweet that a GOP House majority would hold him accountable, charging that Fauci lost the trust of the American people when his guidance unnecessarily kept schools closed and businesses shut while obstructing questions about his knowledge on the origins of COVID. So, you know, Fauci is definitely controversial. And I had said in the beginning I was very, you know, understanding of how difficult a position it could be, but you got to put honesty first. The second you, as a physician, you know, not, you know, lose that transparency, lose that ethics, lose that trust, then you see what happens. When people bring up Fauci, I had just mentioned that Fauci was retiring, and anytime I bring him up, you have calls for him to retire, go to jail. It stinks that a doctor is that discredited and disrespected because they did things wrong. And when a doctor goes into politics and gets a $400,000+ a year job, he still has to, by ethical bounds, choose patients first. Now, he'll claim he did. He'll say, look, I took the lesser of two evils, putting on the mask, locking down to save the lives. I'll back that up. But we really needed honesty and say, look, guys, you know, the virus is outsmarting the masks. You know, the masks help a little. The original thing he said was true. Masks may provide a barrier, but they won't necessarily protect you from this deadly virus. Instead, patients were coming in, and nurses and staff were screaming at them, you have COVID, and you're on a ventilator because you didn't wear a mask. And they're like, I did wear a mask. I did exactly what we were told to do. I wore the mask. We just need honesty. And our doctors who are in politics and you know, still have to choose honesty first. And I told you guys, where I started to change my opinion of Fauci is when he said that when he was working under the Trump administration, he felt like he couldn't say what he needed to say about COVID. And there you, okay, well then you just admitted that you chose your job over your, you know, Hippocratic Oath. And again, there's still debate on whether that, you know, really was the case. I mean, if Trump didn't want his opinion to be one way or another, then Fauci should have quit. No $400,000 job is worth you losing your medical integrity. But, you know, he chose to keep his job. Well, if that really was the case, where he was, you know, put up against the wall saying, you say this or not, which I don't believe. So, according to Senator Rand Paul, Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic. He will be asked to testify under oath regarding any discussions he participated in concerning the lab leak. And and some people are like, leave the man alone. He's 81 years old. You know, he's leaving. The problem we have that the only reason why I do support more of an investigation. I don't want a hanging. I don't want, you know, a vilification of Dr. Fauci. But what I do want is if the NIH was working with the Wuhan lab and we were giving money to them, why the hell this was the public comment, in the dark of COVID. And were we not in the dark? Did we know, and I believe we did, that SARS was in a lab, just like the original SARS back in 2002. That was in a lab and got leaked, according to Singapore's health ministry's investigation. If we knew SARS was there, then we should have data. I mean, we were able to, you know, start making that vaccine fairly quickly. We had access to data. Well, why didn't America hear about that? Why didn't, you know, why wasn't anybody, you know, told, look, guys, you know, the Wuhan lab, you know, had this virus. We think it could have come out. Instead, they blew that off. They said there was no truth to that. They seemed like they wanted to cover it up. And there was this bat soup fish market theory. Now, mind you, viruses can sometimes mutate. And, you know, I mean, but we have honest to God data because we helped fund studies. That should have been made transparent right away. But as I said a couple years ago, people in glass houses don't want to throw stones. We have smallpox, we have polio, we have all sorts of infectious diseases and bioweapons, probably in labs as well, that we're studying. Anytime a foreign element has something that could hurt us, we need to grab it and study it. So then we could come up with an anti-venom or a antibody or an antiviral or an antibiotic, depending on whatever that weapon is. And so, you know, that should have been made apparent since day one. And when this all happened, they should have said, look, all right, you know, we have suspicions. We know Trump's administration suspects that this got leaked late August of 2019. We are going to investigate that. The World Health Organization, you know, UN, whoever. Let's get, you know, and we're not going to play the blame game. I know, you know, but we would rather figure this out and ensure no other leaks happen than to, you know, make this a big hen hunting, you know, or, you know, witch hanging expedition, sadly. But instead it was, no, here you go. Here's the, you know, just go with this. Just go with this theory. And Fauci played a role in that. He shouldn't have. Fauci should have just said, look, you know, I will answer whatever questions as honestly as possible. And, you know, this is what we learned in medical school, which is why so many doctors were like, what the hell is he saying right now? And this is, you know, this is how medicine works. This is how viruses work. Everybody be careful. You know, if you don't want to get this virus, you probably want to avoid other people. You know, locking down is not the most reasonable or ideal choice, but we have a deadly virus. We still don't know everything about it. Be careful. Instead, there were mandates, people going to jail. And that's not Fauci's fault that people went to jail and tried to work. But he could have helped the situation going, look, guys, I just don't think you could lock down from this. Whoever said we're going to reach herd immunity was out of their flipping mind. There was no way this was going to, you know, we were going to have herd immunity. Once we saw that getting the virus didn't make you immune, and then once we saw that getting the vaccine didn't make you immune and you still carried the virus, there goes your herd immunity. Where the individuals in the herd that can't get vaccinated, you know, get protected because everybody else around there can shield them and deflect the virus. And what really frustrates me is if we were studying this with Wuhan, then we knew about that back in 2020. So I know people don't want to see a big witch hunt, you know, but what I want to see is some resolution and some answers. It's going to be bad. It's going to hurt. And somebody's going to get spanked. But we need to know, because now we have all these variants. Are these variants also leaked? You know, what the hell is going on here? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey, In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The primary election focus is on in Florida and New York Tuesday. The governor's race in Florida has Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist and State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried running for the nomination to challenge Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who tells Fox and Friends that his state would not be flying high if Democrats were in power.
You continue to see us adding jobs in spite of all the headwinds from the Biden economy, and we ended the fiscal year with a $22 billion surplus, by far a record. And that none of that would have happened if I had done what the people on the Democrat side wanted to do.
Sales of new homes fell sharply in July. The government saying sales of new single-family homes fell 12% to an annual rate of 511,000 units. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm grumpy today. I don't know if you guys could tell I'm grumpy. I went grocery shopping, wanted to get some dinner. I have a conference at the end of the week, so I wanted to get some groceries for the kids. I figured I could buy groceries on a Monday that'll handle them until, you know, I get back on the weekend, and I had to stop when I saw I was already getting close to about over $100. And my cart was barely full. There was a loaf of bread that had no price around there. And I grabbed it because I always buy bread because my kids like to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It was $5. $5 for a loaf of bread. It was $4.99. Are you kidding me? I spent $5 for a loaf of bread. Now, that's ridiculous. Bread used to be 99 cents. Right? Maybe I'm having a brain fart, and that was decades ago, but I could remember you could buy a loaf of bread for 99 cents. Why the hell is it five times more? So this article caught my eye. How grocery stores manipulate you into spending more money. Now, you know, I've told you guys about tricks. I've told you guys about casino tricks, because I live in Las Vegas. And I told you how casinos, the bathrooms are always deep, deep, deep in there. And you would have to navigate by slot machines, because if a woman had to go pee and her husband would have to stand around, then he would be attracted to the slot machine and play the slot machines right by the bathroom because he had to sit there and wait. The carpet would be very obnoxious, so you wouldn't look down and want to walk out. You'd want to look up, and if you look up, then you would see all the different, the greens, you know, for money. A lot of these tables are green, and green makes you think of money. You know, the free drinks, the feels of the chips, the chips you use when you play blackjack or roulette, you know, the feel to them. There's all your senses get, you know, manipulated in a casino. Well, so you also get manipulated at a grocery store. So they know how tall the average person is. So what do you think is on the shelves that are at your arm length? Well, it's the stuff they want to get rid of, or the stuff that's more expensive. In terms of things that are of better value, you're going to have to bend down. They're going to be, I don't think I have bought one thing from the bottom shelf, unless it's cereal, because I don't really like to bend or squat or anything like that. So if there's like capers or cans or something on the bottom, I can't, no. Yeah, I'm not going to necessarily be able to, I can if I have to, but I just like reaching for something with the milk. I don't want to bend and lift a gallon of milk. So some of the things they said, this is a video shared on Recount. A woman shares the 28 different tricks grocery stores use. And these include moods and getting you to, you know, buy the more expensive foods. So when you walk in, a lot of times it's counterclockwise. So if you notice, a lot of the stores, and this is what I noticed, not what they noticed, but this is what I noticed. When you walk into a grocery store, they have these they exit, exit, exit. So they have these doors that are exits. So you're forced to enter a store a certain way. So with my grocery store, you walk in, and when you get the carts, and the carts are getting bigger, they make the carts look bigger, and you can't get a basket. So when you have a basket, you stop when you can't put anything else in it. But if it's big and roomy and you don't have to carry it, you get the shopping cart, you're more inclined to fill it more. Then they have all these products where like $6 boxes of cereal. And they think people are going to grab one. I'm like, I'm not going to spend $6 on a box of cereal. But I see other people grabbing those. There's chips, carbs, things that you could just grab and throw into your cart before you enter the store. Then there's a Starbucks or a coffee house. So I walk right in, I see a coffee house. And then there's donuts. And the donuts are in clear packages such that it looks like you want to even take one and eat one while you're... And I've done that. I've gone into the donuts. That's before I've actually entered the store. I'm already hit with manipulation with the door, manipulation with the cart or the basket, manipulation with some grab food, manipulation with here you could get coffee before you start shopping and get yourself overburdened. We're going to force traffic through this way so you go to the coffee house. I don't drink coffee. But then when I walk in, it's a lot of ready-made food. So they have kind of expensive ready-made food. And then you have the groceries and you have the bakery. So I think to myself, well, that's great. So I'll get this, it's ready-made, this is ready-made. And then I feel like, oh, wait a second, because there's something missing. So then you see the fruits and the vegetables, and those get pretty expensive. You know, so you spend money on that. The bread is in the back. The dairy is in the back. So with the dairy, most of us need milk. But they have that strategically placed at one of the farthest points. So then you have to follow a track. And when you follow this track, it is laden with deals and things to catch your eye for you to grab and put in your cart. Now me, I'm on a mission. I hate shopping. I cannot stand shopping. So when I have to go shopping, I'm like, I'm going to run in, I'm going to get what I need, and then I'm going to get the hell out. And I do have a pattern. It's a counterclockwise pattern. But they say this counterclockwise pattern is also manipulative. They say also that when you do walk into a grocery store, you got those colors. You got the flowers. You got the smell of the bread. You got the produce. That is also inclined to make you hungry. The reason why we see a lot of carbs, we see a lot of bakery goods, it's trying to work on your brain centers to make you more hungry. When you're hungry, you buy more. They say the produce is also sprayed with mist. It actually is the wet, glistening fruit makes people think that, ooh, wow, this is fresh and healthy and right off the tree. They really shouldn't soak it in water. They shouldn't always be doing that, but they do that. And then, of course, you know, if you have kids, they make sure at child level there's things that attract them, like the juicy box, the juice boxes and the juicy treats and all the other thing. Yeah. And then we talked about how they, you know, the shopping carts, we talked about that. So here's the thing. You know, we spoke about how when these stores were out of supply, they would spread things out. You need to, and I don't want to always, you know, go at things from a negative. I like to go at things as a positive. But I went to the store yesterday. I bought less than I usually do, and I spent more. I'm tired of that. I want to now go into it, and you're going to have to, especially with the recession, go into it as you are going to be either overcharged or under-delivered, meaning you might only spend $4 on something, but it's going to be half the size. My kids like these little fruit snacks, and one box is $9. So the small box is $4. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to buy a typical $4 box, but the $4 box is half the size. Then you know what? I didn't buy it. I'm like, they don't need it. They could eat some fruit. Milk is $3.29 a gallon. Now, I don't know if that's a good price or not, but I remember being able to get milk for $1.50 to $2. So it's not, it's go into it as, you know, don't get, you know, look at the shelves that aren't that easy. All right? You know, look at the prices. If the pricing doesn't make sense, Amazon will sometimes, you know, put in there what something actually does cost per product, you know, and break it down. It's actually like 20 cents a roll or something like that. Be aware of those things, because a lot of times you're overspending. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
That's 800-932-5140.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lisa asks, why isn't anybody discussing how we overprescribe patients and we push so many patients onto medications for every little thing? Your email's a little bit longer than that, but let me stop here and let's discuss that. All right, doctors have been accused for years of overprescribing. And I think on one end, we are using way too many pharmaceuticals. On the other end, I'm seeing people who are 90 years old running around, loving life, being great grandparents, having fantastic quality of life, that, yeah, they're on their blood pressure medication, their cholesterol medication. So how this works, how the whole situation works, and I know everybody thinks that a pharmaceutical company is what puts us through medical school, the pharmaceutical company buys us our rent, pays our rent, pays for our food. It doesn't work that way. I met pharmaceutical reps in medical school, but they had no bearing on my grades, no bearing on the path I took. It cost a crap load of money, had to borrow money, had to wait tables to get through medical school, and I did. Then you have a Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. You have the Hippocratic Oath is much more involved than that. And you also have licensing standards. And if a person does have high blood pressure, and there are standards of care, and there are medications to help lower that blood pressure, and we've seen them work, we've read the studies, we've done the studies, if I chose not to give that person a blood pressure medication, because I felt we're doing too much when it comes to pharmaceuticals, what would happen? Well, one is that patient could die of stroke, heart attack, have multiple other health issues, aneurysm, dissection, whatever, what have you, depending on whatever they're vulnerable for. Two, I would lose my license. Three, I would be sued up the yin-yang. Because a person came to me for help. They came to me as a doctor for help, and I denied them care. So the situation is such that if we doctors know something and we don't convey that, and there is a standard of what knowledge we have, I can't necessarily comment on, stage 4 pancreatic cancer, met status post a failed Whipple procedure. I can't necessarily comment on that, but whatever is in my realm as a family doctor, I am supposed to convey that education to you all. And it can't necessarily be an opinion I pull out of my retroperitoneum. It has to be evidence-based. So, if a person comes to me and says, look, you know, my blood pressure's high, my cholesterol's high, what are my risk factors? We have guidelines. I mean, for dummies. So, us doctors can share the guidelines and we can look them up if we forget. And go, okay, you are somebody who needs to be on this medication because your numbers are too high. Now, we don't have to look it up. We know, you know, when your numbers are too high. Same thing with diabetes. I mean, you walk in with a blood sugar of 250, you're diabetic. And we need to treat you. And we need to protect your body. And we need to protect your kidneys and your eyes. Now, where I think we are overdoing it with medications is the way we approach the patient. So I was taught with blood pressure to always start with a beta blocker or diuretic. If that didn't work, you move to a different class. Now, luckily that has changed. But I fought that tooth and nail going, he doesn't need a beta blocker. His heart rate's already, you know, in the 60s. His blood pressure is not because his heart rate's too fast. His blood pressure is not because he has too much fluid in him, and we're living in the desert, and it's July 31st, let's say, you know, of 1997. I don't understand why I'm, you know, diuresing this guy for his blood pressure. So, at times we do seem to buck some of the guidelines. I mean, if I have a 14-year-old who's been having, or if I have a 19-year-old who's been having sex for 5 years, has had 3 STDs, I'm probably going to want her pap smeared for HPV. As opposed to waiting till she's 21. So oftentimes, you know, especially if she's having pain and abnormal vaginal bleeding. So, you know, we do have some of this flexibility, right? But when it comes to medications, all right, I've seen where people, they get started on one medication for their blood pressure or diabetes, then another one gets added, then another one gets added. Well, what if we had swapped them? Same thing with mood disorders. You'll have somebody that started on 10 milligrams and went to 20 milligrams or something, then went to 40 milligrams, and then a second agent was added, and then a third agent was added. Maybe that first agent never worked and could be stopped. So polypharmacy is a huge thing we doctors evaluate for, because you will inherit patients who are on 4 or 5 medications for one thing, and one of the medications is doing jack diddly squat. But the problem is physicians were too afraid to stop it, because if the blood pressure did shoot up, or the sugar shot up, or somebody got a heart attack, they'd get sued. So we have a system that is multifaceted. And if doctors can practice without the risk of losing their license and getting sued for trying to do what's best for the patient within the standard of care, we might start to see a little bit less of this. You know what? I'm going to make sure you're on this, because I just don't want to mess up. You have diabetes. We've got to make sure your blood pressure is in good control. We've got to make sure your eyes are safe. We have to make sure your kidneys are safe. We have to make sure your heart is safe. You're going to be on all these medications. And maybe it works. My father did not like to take medications, and he's dead. I wish he took the cholesterol medication. I wish he was more diligent about it, but he didn't want to. So I believe medications save lives, but I do believe we have a system such that we don't protect the doctors who want to try to withdraw some of the medications that people are on. And how I liked to do things is I liked very close follow-up. So if you had high blood pressure, I'm not talking emergent, and it was something that is an office manageable high blood pressure, I would see you back in a week. Even if you just did a free blood pressure check with the nurse. But I would see you back in a week. Then, if your blood pressure was starting to normalize, I would keep it up. If I didn't see enough of a change, I would then either up the dose or change the dose. Then I'd see you at the 2-week mark. If you were doing good, I'd see you at the 1-month mark. If you were doing good, I'd see you at the 3-month mark. And if you were still doing good, I'd see you at the 6-month mark. And I'd see my blood pressure patients then every 6 months if they were in good control. Same with diabetes. If I'm diagnosing you as a new onset diabetic, I'm seeing you in a week. I want to see your blood sugars. I want to see what diet changes you made. I want to see if you're even testing your blood sugars. I want to see how you're doing with the medication. Then if I see amazing improvement, all right, you're going to come back in 2 weeks. Then you're going to come back in a month. Then you're going to come back in 3 months. And then, even though I like to do a glycohemoglobin every 3 months, if they're in really, really, really good control, they could do their blood work, but I don't have to see them for every 6 months. And this is what I would be doing with my patients. Nowadays, you can't get in. If you see a patient, if you see a doctor, you won't be able to see them for months after that. There's not this sort of, because remember, I owned my own place. So I'm like, okay, I'll see you in a week. I'll see you in 2 weeks. I mean, I had that opportunity. And before anybody said you have no room in your schedule, I'm like, I'm making room. If not, I'll come in early. I'll see you on my lunch. I ended up never taking lunch. So, you know, so we've lost doctor access. We've lost that choreography. We've lost that, those restrictions on, well, if something happens, if you try to make that move, it's on you. So, yeah, people end up being on more medications than they need to be. It's not good. 1-877-DOLLY.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.